look at how things have changed all around you in the past few months. But have you changed? Hello everyone, this is once again your life transformation coach Neeraj Singhvi, all set to make you live a better life. Corona had been quietly taking its toll, but has now suddenly changed course towards a more menacing one. It started off from China, took off to Iran, Italy, the US, UK, Brazil, India, and all over the world. The multiplicity has astounded everyone. In the process, the government, doctors, institutions, and many others have come forward and are trying to help us avoid getting infected by it. Probably for the first time, we are learning new methods of living, and we are all imbibing these new methods into our lives. Heraclitus had very wisely said, "The only constant in life is change." Change affects us all, and we each deal with change differently. This only constant in life, the only thing we can be sure will happen, and here it has been proved by leaps and bounds. Last 4 months have been unprecedented in our lives, and the only one thing we learn in the process is change. Change in the way we live, change in circumstances, change in the way we are getting infected, change in the way we think, dress and move, change in society, change in how we meet and interact, and change in the way of possibilities. But while we all evolve, there are many others who will not budge. They will not change, come what may. The lockdown has come as a boon for some, while as a hit to many. But many still do not want to acknowledge or consider this as a threat, and are thus becoming a threat to themselves as well as to others. Let's take two incidents which we came across the other day. Someone bought bananas from a fruit vendor. The vendor handed him the bananas and then wiped his hands with a sanitizer kept near his cash box. The guy was amazed and mentioned this to the vendor. The vendor thanked him. A kilometer away, in another village, there is a popular wine shop called Pinky Wines. Over 25 people were standing close to each other with their masks pulled down. The lure of alcohol on a Saturday evening made them forget the dangers of the virus. The other day, I went to the grocery shop. The man inside was wearing a mask, sanitizing his hands while handing the goods to me, while others, a few feet away from the shop, were talking to each other without maintaining distance or wearing a mask. A contrasting behavior just a few feet away. If you look at these situations, they are both related to the lower income group people, and they are two contrasting behaviors that need to be understood by us. We don't need lockdowns. We need behavioral change. How long can you lock down a nation to ward off the pandemic? It needs to get ingrained into the mindsets of people. Behavioral changes will only come when mindsets change. If we were to analyze the world over and areas where the situation has improved, it is only due to behavioral change. The reason why Europe is back on its feet is because of behavioral change voluntarily implemented by the citizens. The reason why USA suffers is because conservative Americans refuse to change their behavior. Same with Brazil, and same with India. Which is perhaps why Viktor Frankl said, between stimulus and response there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. We need to change the way we live. We need to change our behavior towards the new constant, that is change. We need people to change their own behaviors in order to ward off this grave challenge. We need people to recognize the need to bring about changes within themselves so that this threat can be mitigated. We need to respond to this threat proactively. Survival is not compulsory, it is our choice. Make this behavioral choice now. It will not only help you, but it will help a lot of people directly and indirectly associated with you. Let this be a domino effect and reach from you to hundreds, thousands, and millions. Let us become the force that can change the course of others positively during these torrid times. Let us be responsible. Let us be the change. next time. Live an eventful life. Live a better life. Goodbye.